land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island.
This is one of those stories that at first glance doesn't seem to make any sense. This land was made. Woody Guthrie is one of the most iconic folk singers in U.S. history. He sang about the Dust Bowl. He sang about the Great Depression. He wrote songs about what life was like for the common, everyday American.
I saw below me that golden valley.
And in the middle of it all, he spent 1 month in the Pacific Northwest. And in 30 days, he wrote 26 songs promoting dams on the Columbia River. And the government paid him to do it.
I'm gonna hit that Oregon Trail, it's coming fall. Hit that Oregon Trail.
Which makes for quite a story. Feisty folk singer, the federal government, and songs about dams. But here's the thing. No one was telling it. Because for a long time, this story was lost. Most folks didn't even know it existed. And then 4 decades after it happened, a government employee in Portland, Oregon, stumbled upon something he never expected to find. And then the story sprang back to life.
Where the good rain falls aplenty, where the crops and orchards grow, I'm gonna hit that Oregon Trail, it's coming fall.
You're listening to Here in the Gorge, stories that will change your sense of place. I'm Sarah Fox, and in this episode, we learn what happened when Woody Guthrie came to the Pacific Northwest and went to work for the government, and what it means to have a bit of our history in his words.
Trail is coming fall, where the good rain falls aplenty and the crops and orchards grow. I'm gonna hit that Oregon Trail, it's coming fall.